The story of ancient Egypt isn't just about pyramids and pharaohs. It's the tale of humanity's most enduring civilization, flourishing for nearly 5,000 years along a single river. What makes Egypt truly remarkable isn't just its longevity, but its extraordinary continuity amid constant evolution. When we look at Egyptian civilization, we're witnessing something unprecedented. A culture that maintained core beliefs and practices for millennia while continuously adapting to changing circumstances. The Nile wasn't merely a geographic feature, it was Egypt's lifeblood, its spiritual center, and the foundation of its worldview. What began as scattered settlements of hunter-gatherers transformed into one of history's most sophisticated societies through a series of environmental shifts. As the lush African savanna gradually gave way to the harsh Sahara, human populations concentrated along the Nile Valley, where annual floods created a predictable cycle of fertility. This wasn't just a practical adaptation, but the beginning of a profound relationship between landscape and culture that would define Egyptian civilization. The river's annual rhythm of flood and recession became the template for Egyptian concepts of death and rebirth, order and chaos, permanence and change. Egypt evolved from early settlements to unified kingdom over millennia. Around 5000 BCE, permanent agricultural communities emerged at sites like Merimde Beni Salama, with oval houses along narrow streets forming early Egyptian society. By 4400 BCE, the Badarian culture in Upper Egypt displayed social stratification and regional trade with its distinctive rippled pottery. The Nakata culture, 4000-3200 BCE, marked Egypt's transformation from villages to unified state. Archaeological evidence shows Upper Egyptian culture gradually spreading northward, creating shared material culture throughout the Nile Valley. Sites like Hierakonpolis and Abydos reveal increasingly elaborate burials, indicating powerful elites controlling resources. By Nakata III, 3200-3000 BCE, the first Dynasty Zero kings were buried at Abydos with royal symbols. The Narmer palette depicts unification as establishing cosmic order over chaos. Egypt distinguished itself by integrating rule over an enormous area spanning more than 1,000 kilometers, creating an enduring administrative system. The Old Kingdom, 2686 to 2160 BCE, represents Egypt's first golden age, a time of stability that produced enduring monuments. King Djoser's step pyramid at Saqqara, designed by Imhotep, later deified, became the world's first major stone building. This 60-meter structure wasn't just architectural innovation, but a theological statement about royal divinity. King Sneferu's transition from step pyramids to true pyramids reflected evolving concepts of kingship and afterlife. Khufu's Great Pyramid at Giza perfectly expressed Egyptian cosmology, serving as the king's eternal home and pathway to the stars. These structures weren't built by slaves, but by organized farmers working during the annual flood season when agriculture paused. The Pyramid Age shows how religion and governance were inseparable in ancient Egypt. The king served as mediator between gods and people, maintaining cosmic order, Ma'at. Successful Nile floods, thriving crops, and military victories were seen as evidence of the king's divine effectiveness. This worldview fostered widespread support for the monarchy with minimal resistance. Egypt's history alternated between centralized power and fragmentation. During the first intermediate period, 2160-2055 BCE, central authority collapsed, allowing provincial governors like Anktifi to claim unprecedented autonomy. Cemetery evidence reveals more Egyptians could afford elaborate burials, suggesting resources previously monopolized by the royal court were now more widely distributed. The Middle Kingdom, 2055 to 1650 BCE, marked Egypt's renaissance. Mentuhotep II reunified Egypt, establishing a capital at Thebes and building an innovative mortuary temple at Deir el-Bari. The 12th Dynasty kings moved the capital to Ichtawi, secured Egypt's southern border with massive fortresses, and placed monuments at major cult sites throughout Egypt. This period produced Egypt's greatest literary works, including The Shipwrecked Sailor, The Tale of Senuhe, wisdom texts like The Instruction of Amenemhat, and philosophical works like The Dialogue of a Man with His Ba. These texts reveal a more introspective culture, grappling with questions of fate, justice, and individual responsibility in ways unseen during the Old Kingdom. The New Kingdom, 1550 to 1069 BCE, transformed Egypt from a regional power into an international empire. After expelling the Hyksos, the warrior kings of the 18th dynasty extended Egyptian control into the Levant and Nubia. Thutmose III's 17 campaigns established dominance over Palestine and southern Syria, while Amenhotep's diplomacy created alliances that brought unprecedented wealth to Egypt. This imperial age fostered cultural flowering. Karnak and Luxor temples expanded dramatically, showcasing royal triumph. Tombs in the Valley of the Kings and Valley of the Nobles displayed exceptional artistic sophistication. International trade introduced exotic materials and new ideas, from Minoan-influenced frescoes to Mesopotamian literary motifs. Akhenaten's religious revolution marked the era's most dramatic shift. Rejecting Egypt's traditional pantheon, he elevated the Aten, sun disk, as the sole deity, moved the capital to Amarna, and commissioned revolutionary art featuring elongated figures and intimate royal family scenes. Though this experiment lasted barely two decades before Tutankhamun restored traditional religion, it reveals Egyptian culture's capacity for innovation beneath its apparent conservatism. Contrary to traditional narratives of decline, Egypt's later periods show cultural vitality and adaptation. The Third Intermediate Period, 1069 to 664 BCE, wasn't chaotic, but a new political arrangement with multiple power centers, Libyan dynasts in the north and Kushite rulers in the south. The Libyans created a hybrid culture, maintaining their distinctive elements while adopting Egyptian practices. When Kushite kings from Nubia conquered Egypt around 750 BCE, they presented themselves as restorers of Egyptian tradition, a former colony conquering its colonizer while embracing its cultural forms. Their temples at Gebo Barkal and Nuri followed Egyptian architecture while incorporating Nubian elements. Egyptian culture proved resilient under Persian, Greek, and Roman rule. The Ptolemaic period, 332 to 30 BCE, produced magnificent temples at Edfu, Dendera, and Philae. Hieroglyphic writing continued evolving. Egyptian religious concepts influenced Hellenistic philosophy and early Christianity, and the ancient Egyptian language survived as Coptic until the 17th century CE, demonstrating a cultural continuity spanning nearly 5,000 years. Ancient Egypt's greatest gift was its profound conception of cyclical time and eternity, contrasting with our linear view of history as progress. Their understanding was modeled on the Nile's annual flood and the sun's daily journey, reflecting a deep engagement with meaning and memory that still resonates today. Standing before the pyramids or walking through Karnak's hypostyle hall, we experience exactly what their creators intended, awe at humanity's ability to create order from chaos. The Egyptians believed speaking someone's name kept them alive in memory, and in this sense, they've achieved their sought-after immortality. Each time we discuss their rulers or marvel at their monuments, we participate in the cultural memory they constructed. Egypt's true remarkability lies in its continued relevance. In our world of short-term thinking, Egypt reminds us of the power of the long view, building for eternity rather than the moment. Its monuments weren't merely expressions of royal ego, but affirmations that meaning transcends individual mortality, captivating us as living reminders of human possibility when we think beyond our brief years.